From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, a program that celebrates roots music, Southern style. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Brad Heller and the Fustics.
Everyone's just sitting around, waiting to be transformed. Thinking some immaculate intervention deliver them from this town. Kids lighting up in their rooms, ambition is 6 feet under. They see the same losers day in, day out, never dreaming and letting loose. I don't wanna live like that, swear to God I never will. I've got a boss out of this place. Y'all head any direction, I won't batter which. Baby, I've just got a bust out of this place. I'm sick and tired of those old fools, man. They just wanna talk of the past. Those glory days don't matter anymore. Those suckers think it all lasts. My buddy offered me some suit and desk job just the other day. I laughed and said I ain't sticking around that long. But does he know he's a liar anyway? I don't wanna live like that, swear to God I never will. I've got a bald staff in this place. I'll hit any direction, it don't matter which path I take, hey, baby, I've just got a bust out of this place. Not a dream. I was driving back from Mexico. Saw a vision of the promised land. I didn't go. I just kept driving through the night with the cool air city in. I made a promise that I'd never settle for anything, never again. I don't want to live like that, swear to God I never will. I've got a bust out of this place. I'll hit any direction, it don't matter which path I take. Baby, I've just got a bust out of this place. Sugar, I've just got a bust out of this place.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Hello and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, the host of our program. Red Barn Radio is now in its 18th season. and this is our 693rd live studio performance. Following many weeks of stay-at-home and distancing restrictions, the Performance Hall at Arts Place is, yes, once again available to us, and we're so glad to be back with you. To keep our staff and our musical guests safe, we will continue to abide by state and local guidelines concerning cleanliness and personal protective equipment. And for now, our Wednesday performances will take place without a live in-studio audience. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. Our guests tonight come to us from North Carolina. Please welcome Brad Heller and the Fusticks.
Sun upon my face, no longer taste the flavor of my days. Reverend half cocked in some pseudo poet face. Now I'm caught in this brilliant masquerade. Like a squatter, I've got nowhere to go. Like a pauper, there are things I'll never own. Trapped while the walls are closing in deadly slow. Even your touch can save me from what I know. Life is always what you fear. Small victories only lose out to the years. I find it difficult to dream. The only solace I have is you, my Lynchburg queen. Nicotine, bourbon, and broken sleep. My good wages remind me of this carousel of defeat. I'm a bit more stable than the martyrs in the street. They revolt blindly with no blisters on their feet. Life is always what you fear. Small victories only lose out to the years. I find it difficult to dream. The only solace I have is you, my Lynchburg queen. Here's a rip town, like clear-cut trees. My search for liquor is the only way I'm able to believe. Since I've seen the horizon line, I'm drowning in a sea of dead and Wall Street crime. Through a journey we'll walk, through broken and bitter times. Promise me you'll walk beside me, not behind. Life is always what you fear. Small succeed and lose out to the years. I find it difficult to dream. The only solace I have is you, my Lynchburg queen, my Lynchburg, my Lynchburg queen, my Lynchburg queen.
Thank you.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Brad Heller and the Fusticks. Here's Brad.
Welcome, listeners, to Red Barn Radio. We're presenting you with an evening of music and conversation with Brad Heller. A good beginning might be, where'd you come from? Where are your roots?
My roots are in Arizona.
How long did you live there?
Pretty much through high school, and then I left for a while and went to college and came back sporadically, but pretty much left after high school and came back for months at a time.
You still have an attachment to Arizona?
A good portion of my family still lives there. They're spread all over the country, but some of my roots still there. My mom's still there and my brothers. All in healthcare.
Is the place where you came from, where you were born, important for you musically speaking?
Yeah, absolutely. I use a lot of Western imagery in my songs. And since I moved to North Carolina, I use a lot of Southeastern too, but I've never lost that. I continue to write about the West and the expansiveness and the caliche. I write about the, in a couple of my songs, I mentioned the Western mud, which is called caliche.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You don't want to deal with it. It's mud that's harder than rock. You have to use a jackhammer to get through, and it only cuts off bit by bit by bit, so it takes for hours just to dig a hole.
So digging a hole, no good. Driving on it is fine. You're not going to get stuck in that kind of
mud. No. But it's a backbreaking job that I did for $6 an hour for my brother, and I still think he owes me money.
as what, a post-hole digger?
I was a plant digger. Yeah, it was not. I found better ways to make a living.
Dim my eyes, they're not fit for any faith to reside. Blinded by God's will and might, I woke with only the notion to survive. Dim my soul like a gasoline fire out of control. The burn is taking its toll. To my incinerated soul, and that is why I haven't prayed in 1,000 days. Dim your touch, it has faded in the desert and dust from that selfish night in August. All I know is your final clutch, and that is why I haven't prayed in 1,000 days, in 1,000 days. There are those who live by the unseen. I lie frozen every night, unable to dream. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Dim this time. Caught in a crater of inescapable size, blinded and battered from trying to rise. Damn this fucking time. Damn this fucking time. Damn this fucking time. And that is why I haven't prayed in 1,000 days. In 1,000 days, in 1,000 days, in 1,000 days,
1,000 days. How about your family? Do you have a brother and do you have other siblings?
I've got 4 brothers and a sister.
Oh, wow.
They're kind of spread all over, but like I said, a couple of them still live in Arizona. We're pretty close-knit, I'd say. We try to spend the holidays together, but it's tough getting, you know, when families start to expand and whatnot. And I'm on the road a lot, so it's difficult getting together, but we try to stay in touch.
Music a big deal growing up in your household?
Yeah, especially my older brother kind of brought it into everybody. He actually plays hardcore metal. And he plays overseas and everything. He's a big speed metal, thrash metal guy. So he still does it. And he kind of got the rest of us into it, but we kind of ventured into the folk arena a little bit more, in the rock and roll arena.
The time that you were born into, what was the era? Just out of curiosity, you know? You know, it's like there's so many things that shape us, right?
We grew up kind of in a household where you had to work all the time, because I grew up on a ranch of 12 acres, and it's still the same ranch. We grew up on Saturdays, you had to get up, you had to do work. Doesn't matter if you were hungover or not. You had to get up and pull weeds and dig holes and rake the desert. I didn't understand why we were raking the desert. It's the desert, but we had to do it. My dad was a wonderful man, but he was a surgeon, so he was pretty disciplined. He was in the service, too, so we kind of had to abide by the rules. But it wasn't a thundering hand. It was just, you know, you want to do what you want to do, you get your stuff done at home first.
So military, did church come into play?
They try to make that work. We'll touch on that a little bit later, one of my songs. But all throughout my life, I went to Catholic high school, and just something that didn't really interest me the older I got.
Well, you never know when time will abide. You just sow your seeds and beg for the roots to rise. There's a constant stream of doubt and self-pride. Jesus, I can't explain how some survive. I've been running roads that seem to never end, and waging battles in which I can't contend. Working backwards seems to suit my trends. A criminal of a truth I could break or bend. Why do visions weigh upon your soul? Why can't a steady touch be enough to heal and console? There are no more parades for the boys to attend. And I wonder when this American burden will end. Now I'm caught in the crossfires of a nation I don't know. I've been awakened by this rage beneath the undertow. And I'll hold it on my back like a 1,000-pound stone. Ever since my sins were left unatoned. Why do visions weigh upon your soul? Why can't a steady touch be enough to heal and console? There are no more parades for the boys to attend. And I wonder when this American bird will end. I've been cursed by this need to revel and rise. Through the blinding red dust, I'll fight my fight. Maybe one day I'll recognize what lays by my side. Why do visions weigh upon your soul? Why can't a steady touch be enough to heal and console? There are no more parades for the boys to attend. And I wonder when this American bird will end. Yeah, I wonder when this American bird will end.
before you got on a music path, you did some sports. So sports was really important to you going through high school.
Then high school and college, I played baseball, and that was a way to keep myself busy, pay for a little bit of school. That was my first career that ended in my mid-20s. I played minor league baseball for about 5 years all over the country. I was with the White Sox organization, the Texas Rangers. In fact, last year when we came out and saw you guys, I ran into one of my friends from the Texas Rangers, first time in 22 years, in some small town in Wisconsin, and we stayed with him. It was really weird. Now we're staying in touch all the time. It's great.
Huh.
You make a lot of bonds in sports, especially the higher up you go, so I still stay in touch with a few of my friends. It was a good path. You know, it just seemed to short, stocky, and no speed. Not a recipe for success.
You must have been able to hit, though.
I was a solid player. You know, I wasn't an elite prospect or anything, so I was what they call an organizational player.
Uh-huh.
And what that means is they have about two guys on every team that everybody else plays for, so those two guys can get to the big leagues.
You think it's harder to be a professional athlete or a professional musician?
That's a good question. I think music is more mind-wrenching, especially creating music and art is very difficult. Baseball has a system, you know, 9 innings, 3 outs per inning, you know, you can't really change it. But music, it changes all the time. It's difficult, too. And you have to rely on other guys for music. In baseball, you can play 4 games and never get a, you know, you'd be in the outfield and never get a ball hit to you.
Time has found its way. Dreams still dance a silent dance through reflection and wounds. A memory stockpiled with beaten stands. I saw your face in landscapes through the rising sun and the severed moon like a nation fading by. I witness the affairs of my life begin to swoon. The moments that make you feel alive will sentence you in the end. I stand attention along this highway of sin. A calling I could not decipher, a voice that wouldn't translate. Through the armies of eagles, I vow to forever stake my claim. Through the distance, I left no transcript. My bloodline streamed a sterile black along the asphalt casino. I hoisted the flag of guilt upon my back. The moments that make you feel alive will sentence you in the end. I stand attention along this highway of sin. Within work there was no promise. Days were spent. Sun-stroked and scarred lungs. The deceptions finally came to light. I toiled like a migrant with no tongue. So I gambled beyond my means, seeking riches, invisible to grab, exploding bodies with no faces. I cleansed my skin in a drunken bath. A loss I couldn't fathom, sorrow one can quantify. Buried beneath the surface, I choked the final gasp of standing time. The moments that make you feel alive will sentence you in the end. I stand attention along this highway of sin. The moments that make you feel alive will sentence you in the end. I stand attention along this highway of sin. I stand attention along this highway of sin. Embracing solitude as penance, in regret, worn on a shield of disdain, I carried the torch of this American burden, traversing a lifetime of miles that spoke my name.
When people ask you to assign some kind of a genre to the music that you decided to play, what do you say? Are you comfortable with the designation of Americana, something we talk about ad nauseum here?
I think I was maybe 10 years ago. I think it's more rock and roll. I mean, we do a lot of stuff. But rock and roll is, you know, melting pot of a lot of different genres. But I think Americana has become so homogenized. It encapsulates so many different genres. I don't even know what it means anymore. People ask us, I like to say rock and roll, or I like to say roots rock. Roots rock, or
yeah.
I like that one a lot. We use that on some of the promos and stuff.
Roots seem sort of resonates with us and what we do here, too.
You say I gotta move on. It's way too late. I'm gone, gone, gone. Beating along the coastline in a hurricane. Truth be told, I never had a chance. Could never escape those brilliant hands. Fine as a surgeon, strong as a train. Cause nothing remained. Same cheap label every night. I give my fill, but I still survive. The bootlegs are my Bible. Death is my creed. Every week I honor the pain. To make it real, I must do it again. Spread the sinner's soul and recovery. Cause time's the enemy. When I envision your eyes, eternal gaze can paralyze. Trapped in a moment I can't escape. Nothing will ever be the same. Generations releasing hands can poison the blood of the land, tilling the soil for the seeds of apathy. Pull the highway, I ain't got no home. The asphalt's my solace and stronghold. I dream of your face, I dream of your face, I dream of your face, I dream of your face. I dream of your face.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Brad Heller and the Fustics. Recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Brad Heller and the Fustics after this break. This is Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
You better bust away from these bloodstained streets. These bloodstained streets. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Brad Heller and the Fusticks, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
Choked by the vigilante blues. Frustrated by the vigilante blues. For 25 years I paid those post-NAFTA dues. They import everything down to your walking shoes. I'm exhausted from the vigilante blues. Well, I'm baking in the sun with the vigilante blues. I'm digging holes in the desert with some migrant crew. The caliche won't break. It just clean that comes loose. I'm exhausted from the vigilante blues. Go! The bloodthirst, baby. That boss instead. Packing heat with the vigilante blue. Come on, Bobby. Vigilante blue. I'm borrowed time, man. Yeah, I'm sober booze. I'm going to head to the border, baby. Cause I've got nothing left to lose. But staying from the vigilante blue. But staying from the vigilante blue. Stain from the vigilante blue.
Talk to us a little bit about how you came to be a writer.
You know, it all started probably when I was an English major in college. I took to writing. I really enjoyed writing. I was a journalist minor or journalism minor. So I did a lot of writing in school, and I enjoyed the mechanical aspect of it. I grew up, you know, reading guys like Hemingway and, you know, Steinbeck. Steinbeck was a big guy for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now I'm in the middle of a Cormac McCarthy book. So I gravitate sort of some of the Western writers. But I think a lot of my travels actually in baseball, and when I used to hop trains years ago too, I think a lot of that traveling on the open road really gave me a lot to form. I try not to write too many road songs. I use road imagery, but I try not to write road songs, because much like Americana, it's been hijacked by a lot of people.
So you grew up in a family with a doctor, military man, and also on a ranch. And where did the sort of the value of sort of arts and literature derive from?
Both my parents were huge readers, but they weren't into music at all. My dad was a scientist, so he was into science. And my mom was a nurse, so she's still a nurse at 78 years old. I think it was just influence of my brothers and music we listened to. We listened to a lot of Neil Young, a lot of Springsteen, stuff like that. So we gravitated towards kind of serious songwriters.
The passing of your dad.
Big inspiration.
Yeah, had a big impact on the writing that you did for The Sentence.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people, it's gotten tremendous reviews, but everybody always mentions two songs that pay homage to my father. Really, about seven of the songs are written directly by my dad. But I try to mix them up. You know, I try to make them not very obvious. But yeah, it was just a huge influence. That was a big time in my life. Really, the last two records dealt with that idea of loss, loss of faith, loss of life, you know, the abandonment of faith. Really, the third album dealt with, like, I was in a personal space where things were really good, but I also, it was kind of a dichotomy because I wrote a lot of songs about our foreign policy, because that was when we were over in Iraq in 2007, 2008. So I did write some happy songs on that one. Oh, I don't know about song happy, but songs of hope. Right. You know, they asked Johnny Cash years ago, why do you write sad songs? And he says, because that's what life is about.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm not trying to do that. I just try to write really naturally, let it come naturally. I try not to force anything. The great writer, Larry McMurtry's son, James McMurtry, is a fantastic songwriter. And he's incredible. And he said, if a song takes less than a year to write, it's a bad song. So I like that.
Whew.
She's riding along, cruising down to those hip-hop songs. Sun is sinking, it's starting to drown. Ways are ancient in this old boy's town. So-called routine style sees a time, confirms what you thought. You tell me everything is changing. Poor boy goes some foreign land, can't ride the buses, walks as he can. Comes home from a fruitless war, soaks a live at home for evermore. 20 years later, the battle rages on and on. A coffee table, the coffee is tall. You tell me that everything is changing. I've caught the tears of my sister, pretty kind for delivering. But all the prayers have been silenced, but cursing every one of those hip-hop songs. So intelligent, so he claims, can't even fathom those African names. Catch him off guard, he don't try to recover. How the hell is he my father's brother? You tell me everything is changed. Yeah, baby.
I guess when you think about that album, The Sentence, is there an album that really is an inspiration for you, a particular one?
I have a lot of inspiration from albums, but the one that inspired that one wasn't necessarily lyrically, was sonically Jason Isbell's Southeastern. I love how he was able to use the economy of music and get these really full sounds with sparse instrumentation. And I always like that about CCR, too.
Do you have success shaping the stuff that you do in the studio?
I have a great producer back home. We have a good symmetry within us and symbiotic nature, and he just knows what I want now. This past record, what I really tried to do is make a big sound with acoustic instruments, but still be rock and roll. You know, that old adage that you have to have organ on every song. I mean, I used organ, but I believe in, you know, we really used a lot of auxiliary percussion. Some tambourine, some clave, some bongos on one song, and we did that just so we could fill the space out, see if we could do it kind of a stripped-down version, but still keep it very full.
Yeah.
But just north of Conway, and the fog starts to rise. Way beyond all farmhouses, the poor and rich collide. The fields are as fertile as this reborn soul. Far from the concrete grind that renders a man so cold. So southeast of the Skagit, I make my way down five. There's a beauty in this land that can only provide. It's the open ranges and native wind that calls my name. As I envision the heat, the canyons and the monsoon rain. Can you see the sadness lifted from my warning eyes? Will you run with me under a desert sky? Never a martyr for the cause, never a bastard son, but a dreamer wrapped in conscience, a lifetime since I'd won. Like Jesus in the garden, I was broken by my doubt, so I washed away the truth with women and the bottle into my mouth. Can you see the sadness lifted from my warning eyes? Will you run with me under a desert sky? Streets are silent, as dead as my whole cell. I pounded on the doors of heaven, then denied the entrance to hell. And now I'm back with you in my arms, with you in my arms, with you in my arms. As we suffocate the asphalt and strangle the coastline, I can feel the air stifle. I sense fate in your eyes. 1,000 years it seems since I walked to my homeland. In dreams like a child, I gently grab your hand. Can you see the sadness lifted from my warning eyes? Will you run with me under a desert sky? Will you run with me tonight? Will you run with me?
you introduce us to your fellow players and tell us briefly how you guys happened to come together?
Everett DeMena, he is from Boone, North Carolina. He plays bass, been playing a couple years, the greatest 2 years of his life, he told me.
This is actually very nearly my two-year anniversary. June 2018 that I joined the Few Sticks. Pretty steadily uphill since then.
He just graduated from Boone, from App State. He's got some more free time on his hands, so.
Yeah, go over there to on the guitar and drums. Who do we got over there?
We have Gabriel Jones right here. Gabe has been with us since March, and this is his first show. We got all the shows got wiped out. He was going to join us in mid-March. That's when everything shut down, North Carolina, the entire region. I had never met him until last night. We met and we practiced.
Until when?
Until last night.
Oh.
I'd spoken to him via text and via email, but last night was the first time we actually met in person, and we practiced last night, practiced today, and so he got ready on his own and did a great job. And this is the infamous Bobby Frith on guitar. He was with me last time. He grew his hair out a little bit and his beard. But he's been playing with me for a couple years, too, I think about 2.5 years. He's still going to school at UNC Chapel Hill.
Oh, I'm still going.
Yeah, and what are you studying? What are you studying there?
I study music.
Oh, you do?
Or I did. Now I'm just trying to finish my degree.
You just want to wrap it up?
Yeah, yeah.
Wrap it up. And do you want to wrap it up and get to doing this full time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I live for this.
Anytime we get to hang out around Brad.
That's right. That's right. That's
well, thank you very much. That's
he's
nice
he's like a father to me.
Say that God's been waiting round the bend. Must have been the straightest road there's ever been. I walk with passion, but the pain it blocks my path. I'm caught in a storm of death, and I can't escape its wrath. It feels like a dream. It's all to read. My father rebuilt man in the jungles of lie and sin. His hands were tools of life when they repaired beneath the skin. But Jesus wouldn't bargain when it was time to strike a deal. I guess he never had Lazarus by his heel. It feels like a dream. It's all to read. My soul is shining from the stillness in your eyes. A torn of truth no longer in disguise. I disown the world to once again see your face. Like a fallen apostle, my doctrine can't betray. Seen blood running black through my neighbor's veins. I've seen evil cloaked within the church of shame. I've witnessed men walk this world drunk from greed and might. But the gentle brewing in humble fall by the early wayside. Life is like a dream. It's all to read. My soul is shattered from the stillness in your eyes. a tour of truth no longer in disguise. I disown the world to once again see your face. Like a fallen apostle, my doctrine can betray. Walk with no faith, it's forever gone. And emptiness pervades, baby, and I barely carry on home.
We would like to thank Brad Heller and his band, The Fustics, for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers and staff for their help in making our production happen each and every week. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. We come to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Hey, once again, folks, let's give it up for Brad Heller and the Fustics. And we're glad you guys could come and be with us on the Red Barn stage. Brad Heller.
Sun awaits the rain and altered fate. Cotton fields, a season of snow. Days are warm, but then the time I mow. East St. Louis and a socialist reign. Strikers as kings. Last day, a decade lost beyond reason. Now I'm stranded at the heart of eternal season. Phone memory of legend and song. The winter reigned of this valley like a god. The haunts of Bob Moon aimed to baptize. Drowning sweat won't abolish out of my a decade lost beyond reason. Now I'm stranded at the heart of eternal season. Buying Bruce Canvas, humble within a skull, I can fathom. Midwest Confessions. Congregate. Autumn habit flushes its wheel to retaliate. A soot stain calling. The electric night. The Virginia Valley announces my day is arrived. A decade lost beyond reason. Now I'm stranded here at the heart. The eternal season. The eternal season. The eternal season. The eternal season. Thanks for having us, folks.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Bobby, Everett, Gabe, and Brad, Brad Heller and the Fusticks, for being with us tonight. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at AccuPrint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.